Blog Talk Radio.
The magnificent name of the Lord. Hello and welcome to the back of the Nia Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We'll be in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Pakistan, India, the Virgin Isles, China, all over Europe, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory, more than 194 countries, all over the United States and Canada, and to God be the glory. I want to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for the time of this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. Amen. What a wonderful introduction. I thank you so much. I do humble myself before everybody, first of all, before God and to you all, as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess, people who are using God. And I count myself the least in the kingdom. But thank God the Lord has put his hand on my life, and I appreciate it so very, very much. So much so that I was on the plane coming back from Florida on my way. Back then, I was living in Fort Worth, Texas. Yes, I am the one who was from Texas, and I was coming back home, and I said something to the Lord that I really didn't intend to say. It just came out. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times. I didn't know it was really what I preached about Sunday morning at Amazing Grace. I was being set up for a blessing. I didn't know it, but I let my seat back and tried to go to sleep on that plane. And before I could get asleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? I had forgotten. I said, why don't I what? I really talked back to him. I said, no, Holy Ghost, why don't I what? He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? In other words, I heard you say it. Why don't you thank him 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank him. I didn't even realize that you could thank God 1,000 times. But I was being set up for a blessing. I said, but Lord, I'll try my best. I don't know how to do it, but just show me and help me, and I'll try. So I took out my handkerchief out of my pocket. I was the only, as I know of, the only African-American on the plane. I didn't want to embarrass myself, didn't want to embarrass my race. I'm thinking I was crazy. So I put my handkerchief over my mouth and turned my head toward the window, and I began to sincerely thank him from my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Before I knew it, I thanked God 100 times. I kept thanking him. Before I knew it, I thanked God 200 times. And just in a matter of minutes, I had thanked him over 300 times. Then 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 times I thanked him in just a matter of minutes. And then I was so full, I mean full of the Spirit. It was so exhilarating. Mama was right. She said, the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. And God began to bless me right on that plane. I was about to shout. I couldn't hold it. I was about to burst. So I decided I'd get up and start walking down the aisle of the plane. I still had the handkerchief on my mouth. I didn't stop it. I kept on thanking God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Doing the jerk, you might say. Holy Ghost will hit me and I jerk down the aisle of the plane. I never forget that day. And on my way, I saw the bathroom at the back of the plane. I was trying to make it, but I thought about when I was born. I was born with asthma. I couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. And I brought a saxophone home and asked my folks if I could just try to blow it. They said, you don't have enough wind. And then I kept pleading with them, and they finally said, Bernard, you don't have enough wind, but we know somebody who has enough wind to blow through you. Jesus has enough wind to blow through you. And they prayed for me. I thought about that, and I thought about how I was 17 blowing in the night spots in Kansas City here and didn't have peace in my mind and soul, empty and lowly inside. But on the street, I invited Jesus to take over my life. And the Lord saved me. And I asked him to heal me. And he said, your life is messed up, and told me to give my life to him, and he'd heal me. And I gave my life to him, and one day I was blowing amazing grace. And only what you do for Christ will last. And the Holy Ghost stepped in. And I blew that song until I fainted. And when I came to myself, I heard a voice again that said, Bernard, check your lungs. Check your lungs, son. Check your lungs. And I checked my lungs. And that asthma was completely gone out of my lungs. I'd had it 17 years. Every day, asthma attacks. Sometimes 3 and 4 times a day, asthma attacks. Yeah, you don't know. My God, but it was gone. And it never has returned. Thanks be unto God. And thank God in the name of Jesus, I decree it. But that day, I thanked God 1,000 times. And some things came out of that. First of all, I realized that it only took me 15, not more than 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. And then after I thanked him 1,000 times, God gave me a bona fide miracle. I couldn't deny it. I knew that he had done it. Nobody else did it but him. And, you know, he raised me up for this hour to start what we call the new awakening around the world. For centuries and for eras, people have just approached, they had approached God with the give me, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And the Lord moved in my heart that we need to change it, that it needs to be a spiritual shift. Amen. So we come on this block line to say, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just came to thank you. And we came to thank you 1,000 times. Why? He deserves the praise, and he inhabits the praises of his people. I mean, do you think if you thank God 1,000 times, God will come in the room? Do you think he will not remember you? Do you think if you sacrifice for him that he will forget you? No. He will remember you. Jesus remembers when others forget. And so my challenge to you all over the world, wherever you are in Africa, India, Asia, Malaysia, all in France and Britain, all in England, all over Poland and Germany and Russia and everywhere, and on the Gaza Strip, in Jerusalem, in Hollywood, many people are listening there, and they're listening from all over the world. And I just want to give God a shout out and a praise for bringing people together from all over the world who forget all about their church affiliation and denomination. We just come to praise God and to pray together. Oh, my God. Thank God we started with about 3 or 4 people. You just clicked on your phone and you caused a lot of noise. Press *6, please. Press *6 and then 6. Everybody, you know, if you live right now, that will eliminate all that noise that you hear. Amen. Thank you. God, even if you don't think it's you just came on the line, why don't you press *6 and see if your phone will stop that noise? I know it's the enemy, but thank God for you anyway. Let me tell you, we have begun to lead people all over the world into what we call the new awakening. It's a spiritual shift from asking God, just give me, give me, this, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Just like God is just a year-round Santa Claus and never really appreciate him like he should be appreciated. You know, you give other people honor, but seem like your own receive you not. Amen. Your own take advantage of you, take you for granted. Yeah. And they give others who have just come on the scene more praise and more honor. But let me tell you, we give God the praises and the honor and all the adoration. Amen. Because he deserves it. If you just breathed just a moment ago, Do you think he deserves a thank you for that breath? Amen. All night long, when you weren't even conscious of it, God allowed you to breathe. Do you think he deserves any praise, any thank yous for taking care of you when you didn't even know you were in the world? And then let your heart tick all night long. Do you know how many times your heart probably ticked? Would you say 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, 5,000 times? You still owe God at least. Thank you, Jesus. 1,000 thank yous. Your heart beat over 1,000 times last night, and every night he keeps it going. Oh, I'm trying to help you if you would receive this. Do you know how many times you blink your eye during the day? Who allows you to blink that eye? Amen. That's a reason for you to blink the eye. But he allows that to you just owe God so much praise. Some things you don't think about. But if you ever have a stroke, do you know how many muscles it takes to move that foot? How many muscles it takes to move that hand? Yeah. People who are stroke victims can tell you it's so difficult to even move your finger. But by the grace of God, you can lift your hand and wave it and say, thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to thank him here 1,000 times. Make your request. The Bible says, does say, ask and it shall be given. So make a request before the Lord for your heart's desire, and then come back with them as we begin to pray, and then give me praise. I call on you, the people who are on the line, to open up the lines. And you know, just a few of us can praise him. We can open up all of them. But we can open up some of them, amen, and allow you to praise God with us. All right, go ahead and make your request before the Lord right now, and I'll be back. I'm going to thank you while you make your request. Father, thank you. You've been so good. Oh, we do request of you something special. You know our heart's desire and desires. I'm asking you to fix it in Jesus' Lord. Oh, my God, we just praise you. We just adore you. We just lift you up. Nobody like you. And we appreciate you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you have made your request before the Lord. And I'm going to ask you all, if you would, on the 17th of September, I'm calling people to come here to Kansas City. You a praiser, you a prayer warrior. I want you to make a sacrifice for the Lord. Yeah, make him important to you. We discussed on the prayer line that you have to love not only by what you say, but you got to love in deed. Yeah. I interpret it as deeds that you do, not what you say, but according to what you do. And see, some people love their son indeed. They do things for their son. They love their brother in deeds. They love their sister in deeds. But they forget about the Lord. Yeah. And I want to say this to you, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Yeah. Years ago, when Jesus was on the earth, his name was so hot that when they said Jesus was coming to town, people would flock by the thousands. Nowadays, his disciples have elevated their names so until everybody knows their names. And when they come to town, the people flock by the thousands. But my goal, let's make Jesus' name hot again. Amen. I'm asking you to come to Kansas City on the 17th of September. I'll be giving out a number where you can call and make reservations. It costs no reservation fee or no fee like that. I'm just asking that you would call and make a reservation and let us know you'd be here. You don't know, I might want to do something for all the people who are coming. I don't know. I just need to know who's planning on coming. And I'll get that for you, not tonight, but we'll give it out to you very, very soon in the next 2 or 3 days. God bless you. Let's thank God for what he's done for you, for your children, for your family, for your home, for your health, for your strength, for your body, for everything, for your spirit. Let's thank him now. Anybody who has their lives open, help me. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you a thousand times tonight, Lord. Thank you a thousand times.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get up and walk around that house. Get up and walk around your house. Thank you, him. And plead his love for you.
Thank you.
In every room. In every room. Get up and walk around your house. Sanctify the house.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless all of y'all to come help us. We're out of time tonight. Amen. Y'all have thanked him over 1,000 times. And I know I can just get in my mind. You see those folks, people all over the city. You think y'all thanking him? Y'all ought to hear them folks in Africa, how they praise him. And in India, how they praise God. Oh, my God. My. God bless all of you. And we praise God for you. Why don't you keep the praise going in your home, believing God for miracles. Listen, I've been thanking him for a while. And, seemed like nothing was happening. And I went to God. I said, God, I told the people that you said they would be in line and position themselves for a miracle. And you promised me that you would give miracles if we would thank you 1,000 times. And the Lord spoke back to me and said, son, tell the people that everything I promised to them, if it has not come to pass yet, he said, tell them it's on the way. Yeah. I want to tell you, it's on the way. Be not weary and well-doing, because it's on the way for a due season. When your due season comes, oh, my God, you ain't seen nothing. He's going to remember the 1,000 times you thanked him tonight, and he's going to remember every night that you gave him 1,000 praises. Notice this, when people around the world are not giving him any praise, some people won't even come and join in prayer when you're praying for somebody. And yet, you are willing to give him 1,000 thank yous. Don't think he's overlooking this. I said it the other night, I'm going to say it again, because God is a God of repetition. I said this, if Jabez can just simply pray a prayer and say, Lord, I say, Lord, bless me indeed. And God heard him and put him in the book that we read now called the Bible. Do you think if you thank him 1,000 times that it will say something? Amen. To God, he's going to remember it, y'all. He's going to remember it. May God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. And God bless you. God keep you and be with you. May God bless you. Anybody want to say something before we go? I always try to open the line to you if you have something to say.
I would like to say this, that anybody have anything tied up in probate court is going to be released.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
I would like to say God bless everybody on the line tonight.
God bless you, too. All right. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Because we get up and give God the first fruits of our day. At 6, 8 in the morning, I've been speaking these mornings, and I'm going to be speaking tomorrow on how to get a ring on your finger, part 3. How to get a ring on your finger, part 3, and how to keep it on your finger. And, my God, I'm saying some things that your son, your daughter, your nephew, your niece, your uncle, your family needs to hear. And I don't want you to be that type of person that gets on the line and hears all these things and says, oh, my God, I wish my son had heard this. Well, it's up to you. You work to get him on the line. You know how to get him on something. But you can do that. Get him on the line
because I like to talk to them about how to get a ring or how to put a ring on somebody's finger, and how it means commitment and things like that, and things that you want to do to keep a ring on your finger. Some people don't know how to do that. And this is for everybody, because God told me it's like a storm. Either you're going into a storm, you're in a storm now, or you're coming out of a storm. And this is like, you want to get married, you're coming into marriage, you're married, and you want to come out of marriage. It's somewhere in your life. And you need to know about how to get a ring on your finger, how to stay, keep it on there. God bless you. Join me in the morning at 6 a.m. What number you dial? You dial this. It's a prayer line number. I think some of you all know. 712-775-7085. I'll send you 712-775-7085. And that's at 6 o'clock Central. Now, if you're in New York, that means it's 7 o'clock for you because you're on Eastern Standard Time. If you're in Colorado, I think that's 5 o'clock for you. In California, that's 4 o'clock. So different standard time, but it's 6 a.m. Central. God bless you, and you need to hear this in the morning because the Holy Ghost gave it to me. Now, I think the Holy Ghost let me go get into some heavy stuff tomorrow, very deep thought. Not because I'm thinking it. No. I got this from the Holy Ghost. And you know who can think deeper than everybody else? The Holy Ghost. So I'm just saying what he told me. It really baffled my mind when he gave it to me. Just wow. So I want to give it to you. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Don't forget the code, Chief Ambassador.
The code. Give it to me, please.
6005 936 936 0005. Number is 712-775-7085, and the code you dial 936 005 and pound sign after that.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and you just had a wonderful youth prayer line. And then got off the youth prayer line, and Jesus meant so much to you, you came straight on the blog talk. That is something phenomenal. Thank you so much. And we love you and thank you so much. You're a blessing. Amen. You're a great blessing. Great, great blessing. Thank God for you. All right. I'm going to let y'all get some family time, and let me get a little rest. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. May the Lord go with you. Keep me in your prayers on tomorrow. And also keep me in your prayers, especially on, I think it's Monday, Tuesday. I need your prayers. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Oh, you know what? You know what? Before y'all go, if y'all are still here, I felt like the Lord told me at the close here to tell y'all this. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. And you know the rest. God has been good to me. He's been so good to you. That's why we have offer 1,000 thank you. Yeah. You can finish that up in your home tonight and tell the Lord, he's been so good to you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. All right, some of y'all, just cut your line off. Cut your line off. We hear you all over the world. Just cut your line off. Thank you. Be sure to cut your line off. God bless you.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador, sir. Sir, can you share the address to send for those that don't know the address to send for the gift for the anniversary?
All right. Oh, yeah, we are celebrating two anniversaries. Number one, Thursday and Friday of this week, they are celebrating our 10th anniversary here at Amazing Grace, our church. And then on the 13th, will be our second year of the blog line. We've been on that 2 years. Now, our prayer line is several years old. I'm trying to help to find that date when we first started, but and find out how old it really is. I would say 7 to 8, maybe 9 years. But the address is P.O. Box 26593. P.O. Box 26593. Put it all together, 26593. And that is Overland Park, O-V-E-R, Overland, L-A-N-D, Overland. Overland Park, Kansas. Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code, I'm going to give it to you, is 66225. 662225. That's P-O. The zip code is 66225. Okay. Again, one more time. That's P.O. Box 26593. And that's Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. God bless you. Amen. If you want to send a gift to help us, we appreciate it. Amen. The Lord bless you so very much. My God, hear the Holy Ghost. Spirit. Tell them what you've been praying. And I've been praying that every person who sends a gift, your gift will not come back to you just like a mere plant, but it will come back like a tall tree, a cedar tree up in the air, with limbs are spread out in the eye and the sky so high that you can't even see the ends of your blessings. Now, if you take that, send the gift, the best gift you can, and see what God does for you. Amen. I ask people if you can send a gift. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.